The owner of Tiamo Travels could be facing multiple fraud charges after being accused of scamming clients by allegedly making fake group bookings for overseas trips. Now, the Sowetan consumer has been covering stories about disgruntled travelers whose trips to Turkey and Bali had to be called off after Khumalo allegedly failed to make these bookings. So we've invited the Association of Southern African Travel Agents CEO Otto de Vries to help us identify and protect ourselves from falling victims to travel scams, especially as the festive season nears. Otto, why does it seem that these travel scams are becoming more prominent than before? I mean, not too long ago, we were still dealing with Hello Darlings.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for having me. Look, I don't think it's more prevalent than before. I think it's a seasonal thing. There's certainly a time of the year where it appears that there's clear evidence that intentional fraudsters seem to arrive and enter our industry and present themselves with offers and proposals for travel packages, and are leveraging the fact that our industry is not regulated, and are able to get away with this. I think what's very important, however, is to highlight that I think broadly the travel industry is very compliant. I think that 99.9% of the time, what you pay for, you get, and that the value and the service of a travel agent is exactly what you expect from them. But the trick is this, right? Holiday travels are expensive, and they're becoming increasingly expensive. So, you know, you can take 5 or 6 bookings and you're already over R1 million. And when people are not considering the purchases that they're making, considering the expense, you know, you think about a car, you think about a house. I would suggest that after that, your third biggest expense potentially is a family holiday. So really, you want to make sure that your money is safe and that you're spending it with a trusty travel agent.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, more and more people are now doing these bookings and online as opposed to maybe walking into a travel agency. So what should we be looking out for when we're trying to book these things through some website or online?
Yeah. Look, I think at the end of the day, the travel industry operates in an omni-channel environment. So travel agents aren't necessarily just a bricks and mortar in a shopping mall. They probably have, you know, a very good website where they're able to, you know, engage with their customers. My recommendations are the following. I think first and foremost, because the industry isn't regulated, I would look out for our logo, the ASATA logo, and simply because our members choose to voluntarily be members, and they comply with the code of conduct. We have a constitution that requires them to abide by the laws of the land, and they have to prove that they are a legitimate travel business that protects the interests of their customers. So look out for our logo, because I think that that in itself should give you a huge amount of comfort as a consumer. I think a few other things to look out for. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. So if the price of your holiday is substantially lower than anywhere else, alarm bells should definitely be going off, because travel fraudsters tend to hook unsuspecting customers by offering deals that are just basically not in line with where the rest of the market are. I think another good thing to look out for is, how do they ask you to pay? So a travel agent should give you multiple solutions, but if they insist and pressure you to pay by EFT, so in other words, a cash payment, and they don't get credit cards, that in itself should be a massive warning, because your money is safeguarded if you pay by credit card and the purchases are protected. So, you know, those are three very quick, you know, recommendations. There are more, but those are the first ones that certainly stand out for me.
And I think with the pricing, where you talk about it's too good to be true, I think for many first-time travelers, they wouldn't necessarily know what a good price looks like. So should we then be shopping around more?
Compare. Absolutely. Compare. Look out there and see what else you can get. So if you're going to spend, you know, 75, 100,000, 150,000 rand on a family holiday or a getaway or a tour, make sure that you get multiple quotes and you get a chance to compare apples with apples. so that you can be sure that there is some sense of comfort that, you know, the price is not completely disparate and completely incongruent with what the others are offering.
And when it comes to pamphlets or e-flyers that you may receive, are there any sort of little nuanced giveaways that we could look out for?
Yeah, you know, again, you know, the internet is obviously for many people the point of departure in terms of, you know, determining or looking for and doing their research. So look for unprofessional, dodgy marketing material. Keep your eye out for fuzzy logos or low-resolution images on printed marketing collateral or travel documentation. Because the bottom line is, the more unprofessional it looks, the more you should be worried. You know, travel forces will sometimes copy-paste extracts from a genuine travel companies and make it seem as if it's their own offer and try to make it legitimate. So again, you know, as simple as that may sound, look out for our Asata logo, because whilst it's not a guarantee, it certainly should give you a huge sense of comfort that that business has gone through a process to be accredited by us.
And as we wrap up, Otto, is there a place where suspicious travel agencies or travel agents can be reported, just maybe to get assessed or to check if they aren't really taking people for a ride?
Well, look, let me flip it on its head. Again, because industry is not regulated, that does not exist. But what customers or potential customers that are looking for legitimate travel agents can do is they can visit our website, www.asata.co.za, and you will see an option there that says find a member. And you can put in either the name of the travel agency, or you can put your local area where you are in terms of your town, your postal address, and you'll be able to find Asata members. They are geographically close to you. And then work with one of our members would be my recommendation.
All right. Thank you so much, Otto, for joining us this afternoon.
Absolute pleasure.
And that was the Association of Southern Africa's Travel Agents, the CEO, Otto de Vries, on how to spot a travel scam. Remember, just to double check those prices and get multiple quotations before you take a bite on what looks like a good deal. It is Taking Care of Business. You're listening to Rise FM.